With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The man accused of fatally shooting two staff members of the Israeli embassy in Washington as they left an event at the Jewish Museum told police, "I did it for Palestine, I did it for Gaza." 31-year-old Elias Rodriguez shouted, "Free, free Palestine," as he was led away. In an interview with Sky News, JoJo Drake Halen, the organizer of the annual Young Diplomats Reception, says they didn't realize that it was the actual shooter they were trying to help inside the building.
The event was wrapping up. It was her impression that he was a victim and an innocent bystander to this attack. And being the well-meaning group that we are, we all thought that was the case. And I actually offered him, gave him water, unbeknownst to me, that I was looking evil in the eye.
At least three people are dead after a small plane crashed into a military housing neighborhood. Music agency Sound Talent Group said three of its employees were killed, including co-founder Dave Shapiro. The FAA now says six people were on board that Cessna private jet when it struck around 15 homes in the Murphy Canyon neighborhood, causing multiple houses and vehicles to catch on fire. 2025 hurricane predictions are in.
Forecasters are expecting another unusually busy hurricane season for the Atlantic this year, but they don't think it will be as chaotic as 2024. Last year was the third costliest season on record, with killer storms Beryl, Helene, and Milton. Ken Graham, director of the National Weather Service.
There's a 60% chance of above normal season, 30% chance of a near normal season, and only a 10% chance to be below normal.
The forecast calls for 13 to 19 named storms, with 6 to 10 becoming hurricanes, 3 to 5 of those reaching major status.
That's Cat 3 and above, with maximum sustained winds of 111 miles an hour or greater.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A warning from a Christian researcher.
George Barna has been polling Americans for decades, and his latest findings at the Cultural Research Center have got him worried. His surveys indicate that most people no longer believe in absolute moral truth, and incredibly, that includes most self-identified Christians. Barna says, quote, "Accepting all truths as equally valid cannot help but dig a deep foundation of chaos, confusion, and helplessness. This will lead to the acceptance of powerful elites as the arbiter of truth for the masses." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The landscape of America is changing for its numerous seminaries. In recent years, those schools have faced existential threats fueled by the pandemic and the country's increasing secularism. In response, some seminaries are downsizing, combining and embracing online and hybrid models. They're also making changes to curriculum, offering different certificate programs or degrees tailored for non-clergy students as well. This is SRN News. Guards at the CIA headquarters in Virginia shot at a woman who crashed into security gates at the campus early Thursday morning.
It's being described as a security incident. Local police say the shooting was non-fatal and that the 27-year-old woman is being treated for her injuries. The incident took place just outside the nation's capital. Authorities are investigating whether the woman may have been intoxicated at the time. The CIA has declined to respond about additional details. George Williams, Washington.
Local authorities have launched their own investigation into last week's jailbreak in Louisiana. The Orleans Parish DA, Jason Williams, is outraged that nearly 1 week later, the sheriff's office has not formally requested the processing of the crime scene. No DNA or fingerprints have been taken in the cell where the escape occurred. He says that's the type of evidence a jury is going to be looking for when it's time to hold somebody accountable. More details at srnnews.com.